In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the 15th day of the blessed month of Abib. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. All our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 379 after Christ, the Holy Father Saint Ephraim the Syrian departed. He was born at the city of Nasibis in the beginning of the 4th century of pagan parents during the days of the righteous Emperor Constantine. It happened that he met with Saint James, Bishop of Nasibis, who preached to him and taught him the particulars of the Christian faith. Ephraim believed on his hands. St. James baptized him and Ephraim stayed with him. He excelled in his worship that surpassed his contemporaries. He debated the pagans and overcame them by the grace that was within him. In the Council of Nicaea convened, he went with his teacher St. James to attend the council. One day it happened that while St. Ephraim was praying, he saw a pillar of light which extended from the earth to heaven. When he marveled at what he saw, he heard the voice saying to him, "That what you saw is St. Basil, Bishop of Caesarea." St. Ephraim longed to see St. Basil and he went to Caesarea. He entered the church and stood in a corner of it. He saw St. Basil in his priestly vestments embroidered with gold. St. Ephraim doubted the holiness of St. Basil. The Lord showed him a white dove that alighted over St. Basil's head. God then inspired St. Basil of the presence of St. Ephraim, and St. Basil called him by his name, and St. Ephraim marveled at how he knew him. They greeted each other, and St. Basil ordained him a deacon. St. Ephraim increased his asceticism, and many great virtues were manifested through him that surpass description, among which was that of an honorable woman who was ashamed to confess her sins orally to St. Basil. She wrote on a paper her sins, which had committed since her youth, and gave it to St. Basil. When he received it and knew what was written in it, he prayed for her. The piece of paper became blank except for one only great sin. The woman wept and entreated him to pray for her that God might forgive this sin for her. St. Basil told her, "Go to the wilderness where St. Ephraim is and he will pray for you." The woman went to him and told him what had happened. He said to her, "I am not worthy of this honor. Go back to St. Basil, for he is a high priest. Go now quickly before he departs from this world." When the woman returned, she found St. Basil had departed and was carried on the heads of the priests. She wept and threw the piece of paper on his coffin. She prayed to God, interceding through this saint. Then she took the piece of paper and she found it completely blank. Saint Ephraim had performed many miracles in his days. Ibn Disan the infidel appeared. This father debated with him until he overcame his erroneous opinions. He wrote many articles and discourses. When he completed his strife, he departed to the Lord. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also, Saint Kyriakos and Saint Julita, his mother, were martyred. When Kyriakos was 3 years old, his mother left Iconium, her native land, taking her son with her. She went to Tarsus, fleeing from the governor that was persecuting the Christians. However, she found the governor there in Tarsus. Some had laid accusation against her before the governor. He brought her and ordered her to worship the idols. She answered him, "What you say to me cannot be accepted by even a three-year-old child." The governor said to her, "We can ask your child." God then made the child talk, who cried out, saying, "Your gods are made of stone and wood by the hands of men. There is no other true God except my Lord Jesus Christ." Those who heard the child were amazed, and the governor was exposed. For that reason, he inflicted pain over the child that surpassed his age. He also tortured his mother with many kinds of tortures. By the Lord God delivered them safely each time. Many saw this and believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and received the crown of martyrdom. Finally, the governor ordered to cut the heads off of Saint Kyriakos and Saint Julita, his mother, and they received the crown of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also the Honorable Saint Amba Orisius of Seoul was martyred. May his intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.